Anin, welcome to Living the Ojibwe Way of Life with Wawa Tebe Nation Indigenous Kaz Mokwa Nindu Dem Gamiskwa Wakag Nindunjaba. My name is Wawa Tebenace. I am Bear Clan, and I am from the Leech Lake Reservation, sharing with you the rich history, teachings, traditions, and stories of the Ojibwe people and living the Ojibwe way of life. On today's episode of Living the Ojibwe Way of Life, we will be discussing Ojibwe star knowledge. In the Ojibwe language, star is pronounced Anung or Anungug if you're talking about more than one. And in the Ojibwe culture, stars played a very important role in navigation and ceremonies, storytelling, and they correlated with the seasons and seasonal changes. So the stars played a very important role in all of those things to the Ojibwe people, and especially to the Ojibwe calendar. You know, they were able to tell, you know, a lot by the stars and, you know, certain times of the year. And as I was talking about the Fisher and how the Fisher constellation came to be in the star world, and like I was saying, the creator had reached down and threw the stones up into the sky and created that constellation to honor the Fisher for his bravery, for saving the birds from the angry cloud spirit. And depending on the communities you come from and the teachings you receive or where you hear these stories, you know, it differs, and there's variations of these stories. And that story in particular, I've heard told a little bit different, and they refer to the winter maker, the winter spirit being upset and not wanting to leave, and talk about how the winter maker was taking all the birds that were coming back in the springtime. So there's variations of the story, but like I was saying, that these constellations that we have in Ojibwe culture, you know, were almost forgotten at one point. And like I said, we're just starting to be revitalized in the past, you know, maybe 10 years. And in the springtime, there's certain constellations that we were able to see, and I'll just kind of go through them, and we'll come back and kind of touch on some of them. And in the spring, Ziguan, there was Mishibiju, which was the Great Panther. And around that time, it was late winter, early spring, so everything was kind of starting to melt and thaw, and it became a very dangerous time of the year for the Ojibwe people in the Great Lakes area, because it meant that the snow was starting to melt and the ice on the lakes was starting to melt, so that, you know, it became dangerous to travel, you know, across lakes or anything like that. And you know, you had flooding and those kind of things going on when, you know, the snow started to melt. So that's why around that time, and that when that constellation is around, you know, that the Ojibwe people would know that, you know, this is a dangerous time for us to be traveling or anything like that. And the Mishibiju is a water spirit, and they say that's the chief of the water spirit, or the chief of the waters, and that's why we offer our tobacco to the water, because that money do is said to be, not bad, but that we have to appease it, you know, and that's why we offer our tobacco to the water. Because they say that's why sometimes people capsize in the lakes and drown in the lakes. And that's why they make offerings to the water to appease that spirit, so that doesn't happen. And that, you know, because we live by the water, you know, and we fish and those kind of things on the ice or on boat or however, you know, we have to appease that money due that way. And another constellation is Madhu Daswan, the sweat lodge. And Venus is Ikwetanung, or a woman star. Wabanung, the morning star. And the evening star, Ngabianung. Ngabianung. Nibin, in the summertime, there's the Ajijak, or the Beneshi Okanun, the skeleton bird. And Nanabuju is also a constellation that can be seen in the summertime. In the fall time, there's the moose, Bogonegijig, which is Pleiades, and that's the hole in the sky. Are also, depending on the communities you come from, sweat lodge stones. And also another important one is Wawate, the Aurora Borealis, is also usually seen around this time. And another important one in the winter, Bibun, is Bibunikade, or the Winter Maker. And also the Jibai Kona, the spirit baths, or the Milky Way. So those are just some of the constellations and some of the important things that we see in the skies. And some of the stories, you know, behind some of these star constellations, like the hole in the sky, they say is the opening between the Earth and the star world. And they also say in some communities that those seven stars represent the Jiskan, and they represent the seven poles used in the construction of the shake tent ceremony, or the shake tent. And the Corona Borealis is the Madhu Daswan, which is the sweat lodge. And that's characterized as a group of stars in a circular pattern. And the door of the lodge opening is to the north-northeast. And it rises in the northeast sky in March and disappears on the horizon in September. And the Great Lynx, or Mishibiju, is actually represented by two constellations, which is Leo and Hydra. And Leo makes up the curled tail, and the head of Hydra makes up the head of the Great Lynx. So those are just some of the constellations and some of the stories that go along with them. And another story is about a meteor that hit the Earth and created a crater. And over time, the people had just watched it, and it turned into a lake. And at some point, they started to travel kind of in that area again, because they didn't go by it for a long time. And one of the Ojibwe warriors was traveling through the area there and came across an animal that he had never seen before. And this animal was said to be very aggressive. And that was the Wolverine. So that's what they had said, is the Wolverine came from that meteor that had hit the Earth. Miigwech. Miigwech Bizendawiyeg. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for another episode of Living the Ojibwe Way of Life. Gigawaba Miminawa. See you again.